Just hours before a six-month-old truce between Israel and Palestinian resistance movements in Gaza is due to expire, Israel has escalated its artillery and air attacks on different targets in Gaza. A 53-year-old Palestinian man was killed and three others injured in an Israeli artillery attack on a house in northern Gaza Strip on Wednesday night.
We knew from the beginning that Israel is not serious about committing itself to the truce deal, but in shedding Palestinian blood.
This was the only fatal incident in Gaza, where Israel carried out three separate airstrikes in less than 24 hours. This escalation came after Palestinian fighters fired homemade projectiles into Israel throughout the evening, in retaliation for previous attacks. For his part, Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak said to the Israeli newspaper Haaretz that he remains optimistic that a deal can be reached for calm with Hamas, adding that the truce was not a mistake. Palestinian resistance factions, especially Hamas and Islamic Jihad, said that the truce officially expires on Friday and that they reserve the right to respond to any Israeli attack in Gaza or in the West Bank.
That's the occupation from the first time, from the beginning of the calm, he aimed to spoil and destroy and finish the calm between the Palestinians parties and the Israeli occupation. And the final day of the calm, the 19th of this month.
Islamic Jihad say clearly that the truce was ending. Israel is breaking the truce, so Israel is the responsible for breaking this truce, so that Islamic Jihad cannot accept this truce again with the Israeli side.
Analysts say a military escalation is expected in the coming hours or days, as each of Hamas and Israel throws the ball in the other side's court, adding that the door will be open for action and reaction on the part of each side.
I would imagine that we might witness some sort of a breakdown of the truce tomorrow, in which we are going into a new cycle of violence. But after that, we might witness some sort of undeclared truce or undeclared tahdia between both the Palestinians and Israelis.
Meanwhile, the UN's relief agency for Palestinian refugees, UNRWA, that supplies food for more than 750,000 Palestinians in Gaza Strip, has again suspended a food distribution program after Israel blocked humanitarian supplies, fuel, and other needed commodities. The often fragile Egyptian brokered truce will officially expire on Friday, and given the uncertain future course of action by Israel and Palestinian resistance factions, peace in the region seems to hang in the balance. Yusuf Al-Halo, Press TV,